don't know how much I see her now, do you?
No, I don't know.
No one knows.
You don't know?
I'm getting Tony.
Okay, getting all right. Tony. Hey, baby, I'm sorry they're getting up all in your face today.
Girlfriend?
I think she had to answer phones. Many were ringing.
She had to go. I bet I know where she lost her
beauty
key.
Beauty shop, hello.
Where'd she lose her key, Rob?
The phone room.
Oh, the electric room.
Oh, no, and you know what? I got some recon on that.
Oh, really?
That the sex room is not the room that we think it is.
Not that room out by the ladies' room?
No. The sex room is the electrical room, which is downstairs in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, Ben's electrical room.
And Ben's room.
And is conveniently out of sight of the
technically not
the new cameras they got down there.
Oh, the one where they had the desk out in front of it for like a month.
You know, they've got this desk. They've got this thing. Mike mentioned he lost his card, which started the
whole... I did not lose my card. I didn't bring my card. My card is on the vanity next to the bed.
Which brought this whole thing up with... hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike. Hotline.
Don, Mike?
Yes? Yes?
It's Beth Ann. I'm back in the rack room. And I brought my cell phone so you could talk to Tony.
And you've got Tony there?
Yeah, so the truth will be known.
All right.
You get Tony.
Okay, well,
Hey, guys, I'm buried, but what do you get?
Listen, I know you are. Tony, listen, gosh, I wanted to ask you something totally different, but this is a hot question right now.
Did Colette lose her key card?
Yes, right now I've got it deactivated and she's looking for it.
Ah.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
Here I am. I have backed the wrong horse.
Oh, they just went by the window with their hands up in the air.
Did she pay her $10, Tony?
No, she's still searching for it, so it's...
Still searching for the $10?
Tony, okay, before... We're going to have to get to Colette, but before we do, here's the real reason. Yeah, okay, Rob, you got it right, okay?
Yeah,
you got it right.
Maybe she should have read the commercial.
Tony, what am I hearing about us being streamed? What am I hearing that it was supposed to have started 2 days ago? This is the exciting information, to have the show finally on the old www.
Right. The corporate... decided that we would be part of the next 12 stations to stream. The first 12 are already up. They were all news and talk stations, but mostly news.
Uh-huh. Right.
So we're part of the second tier, which is the next 12.
And
the original schedule was to have the equipment online by the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the equipment wasn't delivered until last Wednesday afternoon, and Thursday and Friday.
Of course.
All of the engineers were either out at HFS Festival or in Richmond doing NASCAR.
I understand. Right. So you were very busy.
We're just getting to it today. That's what I'm doing right now, is trying to get this stuff in the rack so we can get it functional and sending out some audio for them to test with by tomorrow.
So you think, maybe within...
When they test it, they will then give us a date that they intend, they being corporate, to go live, quote unquote.
But this is the first that we've ever heard of this, that actually this would be a really great day for the show if you could actually... I guess it would have to be through what? Through WJFK's website?
It will be through corporate website, but it won't... There will be a link through JFK, but I haven't seen all of the particulars yet. I don't even know... They haven't even given me the...
That's an amazing moment for the show. All right, great. Thank you, Tony.
Good work. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
I
think that's exciting news. It's about friggin' time.
Oh, that's great. So now, wherever you are, you can pop us up on your computer.
We're only about 10 years behind the curve on that. Infinity, I guess they figured a way to squeeze a few pennies out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But God bless them.
Sure.
So it was
delightful.
It was supposed to be on the 15th. They were supposed to test it over the weekend, and that was supposed to keep it a secret.
Right.
But then I noticed, nothing happened Monday, nothing happened Tuesday.
Right.
And I know that it's been a corporate edict, so there's good news that as soon as they, they get their fingers out of the dike, they'll be putting us on the internet.
That is very exciting.
So that's fantastic. It's about friggin' time. And now to Colette. Oh, sweet Colette.
Yes. Somehow, I respect her more.
I think all the others are lying.
Hello.
Hi. I still believe you, Colette, even though Tony just ratted your ass out. I don't know if you heard him or not.
No, I didn't.
He said that you had lost your card and been issued.
Your card was deactivated, and you're still looking for it.
And that you're using a replacement card.
Tony said that?
Yes. Yes, he did, on the air.
Wow. He's lying, too.
way to stick to it. Go
good
ahead.
For you.
Really, that's good.
My girl.
Good for you.
That's my girl. That's right. Conspiracy theory. Thank you, Colette. As always, up front and honest. And now let's see, Beth Ann.
Director of First Impression.
See how she feels.
She's lying, too.
Everyone's lying.
She did that almost too well. Not missing a beat. He's lying, too.
Yeah, well, they all are. Mike.
William Shatner says, if you're going to tell a lie, commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
I read that in one of the men's magazines.
Hello?
Well, what do you say now, liar?
She is a professional, isn't she?
She's pretty good.
Yeah, but you know what the truth is. And she knows what the truth is. And I even went up to the front and said, you know, Colette, I'll pay the $10 whatever fee you have to pay, because you know I love you. But for God's sakes, tell the truth.
Oh, so it's driving you crazy, isn't it?
Well, it's not now, because I, you know, really, Tony.
Well, now she has said that Tony's a liar as well. She said, you're a liar.
A little deeper.
She said, you're a liar and Tony's a liar.
You know what's really sad here?
What?
Is we're all going to miss Colette when we go to heaven.
I'll be with you, Colette.
Would you stop it?
Yes,
would you stop it? Has anybody ever entertain the possibility of a thought? At least is there just a shred of reasonable doubt that perhaps Beth Ann and Tony are lying?
No.
Well, then I would just bring her friend whose house she went to early Monday morning in a panic to try and find the card she had lost on Friday night.
She lose it, like, out at a bar or something?
No, she went to her friend's house after work on Friday, and she said she took it off in the car and thought she left it in the car.
Right.
And then over the weekend, she realized she didn't have it with her, so she called over to her friend.
Yeah, I think
her friend looked all through the house and couldn't find it, so
I think you're going to have to find her friend.
Yeah.
Do you know this friend?
No, I do not know this friend's name.
Male or female?
I assumed it was a female friend.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right on.
Because she didn't spend the night.
Colette, you know, two snaps up out on a big Friday night. I don't know if she lost that card or not. I kind of believe her.
Colette?
I believe, you know, here's the thing. You know, when you're backed in a corner on a lie, yeah, eventually you just got to say, okay, listen, I give.
Right.
But when you're backed into a corner and you are willing to say, not only is this one person lying.
Yeah, but then you say the person that corroborated the story is lying.
The guy you just talked to is lying, too. That's either real big balls.
Now, we called Colette and said, hey, Colette, God just called. He said, you did lose the card. Well, he's lying, too.
God lies. Jesus lies.
If it's necessary.
All right, Beth.
Trying to call Blue Hill, Maine again.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Fascinating.
Hold on.
Investigation is not over.
No. Give me just a second.
Phone broken?
No, well,
no,
it's just not good.
No, Mike, there it is. Very simple. Just need to dial zero.
Hello?
Hi there again.
Hi.
I'm going to take you off the air for a second, okay? Colette?
Yes?
I'm going to take the phone off the air for a second.
Baby.
Hang on. Yeah.
Hi, Colette?
See if this makes a difference.
You're not on the air now. I swear to God. Did you really lose it? Let me put you back on the air.
She's sticking to it, isn't she?
Yes. Let me say.
Hold on.
This Statue of Liberty.
Hold on, she's taking calls.
Uh-huh. This Statue of Liberty, and I don't mean like the one that's in New York, but I mean the Grand Lady of Justice.
Yeah. Yes.
It's holding one in one
hand. Scales are. Lady Justice.
Scales are shaking.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
That statue is made of ebony. Because I am going to say right now, I asked her and she said, the card that she is wearing around her neck is her original card. Colette, I will go on the record. I think you're telling the truth.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, baby.
I still believe her, too.
Mike?
I'm on board. Way to go. Way to go, Mike. Colette, I believe you 100%.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rob?
I'm with Tony.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
You're not with Beth Ann?
And Beth Ann.
Right.
You should know this. You should know this, Colette. Do not believe this O'Mara chap.
I'm with you.
He's a funny man.
I'd like
man.
To talk about it.
He's a master mimic. He's a man of 1,000 voices
like
a 1,000 talents. And I'm telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks you're guilty.
Not one bit. I did at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm all on board with the Beth Ann Tony conspiracy.
All right. Thank you, Colette.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nice talking with you. Take care. Bye-bye now.
I don't know why you don't believe her.
Listen, because basically, after listening to her, I've determined that it's a lie.
I love the fact that she's sticking with the lie.
Even off the air.
I love that.
Yeah. Even off the air.
So much. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Horatio from Baltimore.
Yes, Horatio.
We need you up here for CSI.
Hey, yeah, hi. What's up, ho? Or H?
Oh, I see how it is. I see how it is. Not much. I've not just been here.
Ho. Wait. What the hell are you talking about?
I see how it is.
See? I'm no damn ho. I'm hoes. Okay. More than one ho.
Okay, when I called you ho, I was mentioning a slang for, like, Horatio from CSI. Okay. Hey, ho.
Okay. At least my name is famous from CSI.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, H. Now, you're not offended by that. I could be talking about heroin.
He's tickled by that.
How you doing, H?
Not much. I'm just sitting here, just leaving class from Johns Hopkins University.
What are you studying at Johns Hopkins?
Computer science.
Body snatching. Cannibalism.
Any particular reason?
Necrophilia.
Any particular reason you called us, sir?
That's just giving y'all the saying, I love y'all show. Y'all great.
That's it?
All right, well, get a word to your mother, H.
All right. I catch y'all later, man.
Okay.
Take care, Horatio.
Y'all too, man.
Horatio. Bye, ho.
Bye.
Bye, ass. How do you like that, too?
He simply wanted to be on the radio.
Yeah, hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
If Tony deactivated her card,
yes,
her card would not work in the door.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
But who's to say if you deactivate it, you couldn't reactivate it, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course you can. Yeah, but she can't. She doesn't have the powers to do that.
How do you know, Mike?
If her card works.
What?
If her card works.
Wait a minute. You're assuming she's telling the truth about it being an original. She's got the card that does work around her neck. The company card that they loaned her while she searches for her lost one.
Liar. Mm-hmm. Liar, it's the original card around her neck. The original card for my sweet Colette.
That's right.
Damn, I'm going to tip my hand.
Hello.
Trying to be spoy.
I am a spoy.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I believe Colette.
Sure you do.
Why not?
And why not?
Because Colette is really nice, and she's fine, I don't like Beth Ann very much.
Oh, that's nice. Now, why don't you like sweet Beth Ann?
Well, she's kind of crazy. Yeah. And I don't like her voice very much.
Well, listen, now, she does have a lovely voice.
Hello, dear.
But I will tell you that she's crazy in the head, and trust me, she's crazy in the bed. At least that's what I hear, to a point.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy
in
the bed.
It's been 15 years.
No, only 11. Only